Let's get right to it. It's Thursday, it's crunch time, and this is how we like to wrap things up. It's a little something we call the lightning round.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
Whee! It's the Thursday lightning round. I see these Christmas decorations all over town. I blew it once again. Oh, okay. My worst one ever, the lightning round.
It's better that you're singing instead of last week when you were so sick you just had to hum along, but man, you can't.
I had a good one set up.
The words.
I had a good one set up and I blew it, and rather than try and rally the troops, I was like, just get on with the questions.
All right, we'll begin then. No one loves a trade like Jerry DePoto. He loves trades so much that he's not even a trade away, a legend for a compensatory draft pick or a salary dump. If a Seattle Mariner legend like Carlos Santana, who was a Mariner for all of 9 full calendar days, isn't safe from the Wheeler dealer DePoto, then who is? The Mariners now have Edwin Encarnacion to handle their DH duties now that Nelson Boomstick Cruz left open when he became a free agent. Seattle's about halfway there to flipping over their entire roster and the long road to competitiveness that DePoto says will be completed by 2022. DePoto is openly tanking with the Mariners, killing off any hope that Mariners fans had left in them by trading away their ace, their lone all-stars, and now a club legend, Carlos Santana. The offseason moves that Seattle is making is blank.
First of all, is there that much difference? I mean, I'm talking about the way they're built, their game between Encarnacion and Cruz.
No.
I mean, they're just 38 homers, 111 RBIs, not going to hit 8,000, just power hitters.
It's like they went back in time and they got Nelson Cruz back when he was 34 when he signed with Seattle. They're getting Encarnacion for that, basically.
So actually, while fans might be disappointed and thought they were close, they weren't. I would say necessary. Their off-season moves, as painful as they might be for fans, and especially those who spring a lot for tickets, I'm going to call them necessary.
Jerry DePoto made that trade from a hospital bed as well, which was something. Craig Kimbrell had a great 2018. 96 strikeouts in 62 innings, 2.74 ERA, 42 saves in 63 appearances. He was an all-star and a World Series champion. He led the league in saves from 4 straight years from 2011 through 14. He has a career 1.91 ERA, and as a free agent, he is looking for a 9-figure contract. That is right, a closer who has never pitched more than in 79 games in a single season is looking to make as much money as a starting pitcher who throws in 2 times as many innings over a season at least. The longest deal that a relief, or biggest deal that a relief pitcher has signed, was by Aroldis Chapman of the Yankees, 5 years, $86 million. And just getting from that $86 million to $100 is about as much money as teams are willing to spend on a 4th or 5th pitcher in their rotation. That said, he is one of the most dominant closers in baseball, so giving $100 million to Craig Kimbrell is blank.
For the team, stupid. For him, a fantasy. Could I give a double answer?
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. He's entitled. He's only going to be 31. I mean, he's got a crazy strikeout to innings. It's like 900 to 550 or something like that. His whip is under 1. He's a legit elite closer. You're going to commit $100 million to a guy who pitches an inning every other day? No, I'll stick with my initial answers.
Something improbable is happening in the NBA this year. The Toronto Raptors are good. They have a best record in the NBA at 23-7. Kawhi Leonard is healthy and back to dominating on defense. And last night, they blew out the Warriors at Roracle, 113-93. Even without Kawhi last night, Steph only had 10 points. Klay didn't hit a 3, and the duo of Kyle Lowry and Serge Ibaka combined for 43. It is shocking to see how good the Raptors became simply by adding Kawhi and promoting Nick Nurse from assistant to head coach. 2 of the Raptors' 9 losses have come to my Bucks. Thank you very much.
I'll give
the 7. A pair of OT losses to the Celtics and Nets, so they're not invincible, but what do we know about that? Because they're still the Raptors. So the Raptors' hot start to this season is blank.
Impressive. I thought they'd be good, and you knew Leonard, if healthy, is a top 5 player and would be an improvement. You never know how it's going to mix dynamic-wise, but right now, it's been impressive.
Since 2017, when the San Diego Chargers became the Los Angeles Chargers of Carson, California, they have had an incredible road record. Since losing to the Browns on Christmas Eve in 2016, the Chargers are 9-5 on the road, only trailing elite teams like the Rams, Saints, and Patriots in winning percentage. The Carson Chargers are becoming one of the best road teams in the NFL because no Charger fan wants to support the scumbag of all scumbags, Dean Spanos, so road fans come from all across the country to see their team play in that perfect Southern California weather. Tonight, the Carson Chargers are taking on the Chiefs on the road, who they haven't beaten since 2013, and only have 4 wins on the road against the Chiefs since 2008. A win for the Chargers on the road tonight would be blank.
Oof. You know, again, it's kind of twofold. For the Chiefs, it would be damaging. For the Chargers, it would be season-making?
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to buy that.
All right. Last one real quick. Kyler Murray is a Heisman winner, a first-round pick in the MLB draft. Just an incredibly talented athlete. His agent is saying that Murray will not play football, but there's rumors flying around that he might still play in the NFL, despite the fact that he would have to repay some of the A's, his signing bonus, so he has that incentive to just play baseball. But then again, he's a young kid who thinks he's invincible and can take on the world. Kyler Murray playing the NFL would be blank.
He's not playing in the NFL. If you notice, the rumors are coming from everywhere but him, his agent, his family. He's going to spring training. He's playing MLB. So him playing in the NFL would be a lie.